Have you ever met someone and felt like you've known them forever? Or chased a dream that feels bigger than this lifetime? What if those feelings weren't random at all, but echoes of who you've been before? Today, we're diving into the mysteries of how your past lives ripple into your love, your purpose, and your personal power right now. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life, and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, I'm an energy worker, soul connection specialist, and former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts for 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through my intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Hello, hello, everyone. I hope you are doing well. This is the last week to get the past life reading. Remember, it's $90, and it's available for the month of August only. You can email me at Allie Thies, A-L-L-I-E, T as in Tom, H-E-I-S-S, like Sam, at yahoo.com if you would like to take advantage of this special. Now, this past life reading, we talk about who were you in your last life? How many past lives have you had? What were your past lives? What past life has the most direct bearing on your current life? And what karmic ties from the past need to be dealt with in your current life? I also, last Friday, did my very first Love Notes show on TikTok. If you missed it and you would like to join, it is at The Passion Zone, which is the period, passion period zone. I do it at 9 p.m. Eastern time right now on Friday nights. And this show is about love. That's what we're there for. It's what we're talking about. Loves we crave, love we've lost, love we never realized. I do dedications. So if you fill out the form, you'll see the link in the show's notes. You can dedicate a song to somebody. They don't need to know your name if you don't want them to know it. And the nice thing about dedications, guys, is when we are dedicating a song to somebody else, our energy is focused in on that somebody else. And if they are present, if they're still alive, then you will pop into their head for a flash second. Now, it's up to them, of course, if they want to continue thinking about you or drop thinking about you altogether. That's their free will. But you will show up in their head. And they might think, well, what's she thinking about me for? Or where did he come from? I haven't thought about him in years. Different things like that. So if you'd like to dedicate, it's free. It's free to dedicate. Please go to the show notes and click on the link. I'm also talking about a romance book in each episode, and also a romance or love movie. So if you want to talk about or maybe suggest one of those two as well, please feel free to fill out the form. You can use the same form for dedication or for giving me a book or a movie to check out. All right. Okay, so let's move on to the card of the week. And this week I'm using the Crystal Spirits Oracle by Colette Baron-Reed. You will see a link to this deck in the show's notes if you'd like to look at it yourself. And let's see what this week brings, shall we? It's been an interesting week already, and today's just the start of Monday. All right. Let's see. Whoa! I just had two fly out. What do we got here? I've got Blue Agate, Blue Lace Agate, really. And I've got Moonstone. Well, I guess we have two cards this week, guys. So, since I pulled up the Blue Lace Agate first, this is all about peaceful acceptance. It's about leading or trying to lead a stress-free life without attachments to people, places, and outcomes, and trying to remove yourself from unnecessary drama. So it sounds like to me, with this Blue Lace Agate, that we have to practice self-care this week, self-love. Don't put your nose in any place it does not belong. Do not create any type of drama in your life on purpose. Because if you do, I've got a feeling it'll snowball into something you do not want. Just, you know, things happen to us, or really for us, if we think about it. Things happen for us, or they do not happen for us. And it's difficult to figure out the whys, right? So instead of whying yourself this week, just accept whatever's happening. Now, can you push against that acceptance? Can you try something else to go through it, around it, or over it, if it's something you're not happy with? Of course you can. You have that free will. But questioning the whys won't get you anywhere. Okay. Now, the second card I pulled is the Moonstone. Oh, I love me a Moonstone. And this is all about using our intuition and listening to our inner voice, maybe our soul's wisdom this week. So not only do we have to take care of ourselves, we really have to check in with our intuition and see possibly what our soul's trying to tell us, what our higher power is trying to tell us. Remember, everybody, we are a soul in a human body. Not a human body with a soul. Okay? I'll say it again in case you missed it. We are souls in a human body as opposed to being a human with a soul. Okay, just think about that for me. But with the intuition and the inner insights, it's really telling us to listen to ourselves this week. Okay, not only should we be doing self-care this week, this last week of August, before we head to Labor Day weekend coming up this weekend, it really wants us to trust ourselves, to trust our higher power, and to trust our souls, because they know what they're doing. You know, if we tap into our soul and our higher power, there's so much we can do. And this is an ongoing struggle for me to do this, because I am very metaphysical driven, and I am also very logical driven, and my two halves have to coexist in the same human body this time around, and it's a dance. It's a dance to get myself to listen to me. But now that I've really tuned into myself, I've been working really hard all of the month of August, July and August, really, to do this. It is opening up so many things for me, which I'll share with you guys a little as I go along. I'm not going to dump you with everything right now, but it's amazing. It's amazing how I feel. It's amazing how things keep falling into place. When a door closes, I've got a double door. Why? You know, opening wide open, because I'm listening to my intuition. I'm listening to my higher self, my soul. I'm looking within for answers as opposed to asking somebody else. And yeah, so this is what the cards are asking us to do this week. Do not create drama and do self-care and listen to yourself. All right. Okay. So moving forward, let's go to the mystical item of the week. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I don't know why I skipped over this, because I say it every time. If you just heard those cards for the first time, like 3 years after I did this episode, then those two cards are for you for the week. Okay. If you listen to this, I don't know, Thursday instead of today, Monday, well, those two cards are for you for the next 7 days, from Thursday to Thursday. Okay. It's whenever you listen to it is when the cards apply to you. All right. So the mystical item of the week, And this time around, we're doing an ancestral ring or a talisman. These can be something real, or they can be involved in something in a ritual that you do. So you can take a ring, a necklace, or maybe an inherited object and charge it with past life awareness. You can hold it during meditation or wear it as an anchor. Each time you touch it, remind yourself, I carry the wisdom of lifetimes with me. And then this object becomes more than jewelry. Okay, it really becomes a talisman for past, present, and future. It's because it's a bridge across timelines. It grounding your love, it grounds your purpose, and it grounds your power into now, into today. For instance, I have a ring that I got at a estate sale, and I've discovered it's very old. It's from the 1700s in Italy. And I felt such an affinity towards this box when I went and get it. And it was full of junk, so I just bought the box because I saw some books in there. I thought it'd be interesting. At the bottom of this box was a ring. And I have felt bonded to it as soon as I saw it, immediately, no hesitation whatsoever. And every time I wear it, every time I take it out of its box and just look at it, timelines come flying at me. And I have to write things down real fast or I'll forget. But I have all these flashes of different lifetimes. Anyways, it might be interesting for you if you give it a shot. Okay, what do you have to lose? Absolutely nothing. Now, in August, we've been talking about past lives and reincarnation. And this is the last week for that. The topic of this week's podcast is how past lives influence love, purpose, and power. Now, love is often the clearest mirror of past lives because relationships tend to carry unfinished business from one incarnation to the next. Have you ever locked eyes with someone and felt your whole body exhale as if you just remembered them? Or maybe you experienced the opposite, meeting someone who stirs instant resistance. Almost like your soul wants to back away before your mind even understands why. These emotional reactions are soul memories and they're surfacing. They could show up as an instant attraction or comfort. Maybe a soulmate is re-entering your story. Repetitive relationship dynamics, like choosing partners who mirror the same wounds lifetime after lifetime. Unexplainable heartbreak or fear of loss, a leftover trauma from a life where love ended too soon. And this happens more times than not. If you've experienced a heartbreak or a fear of loss stemming from a past life, in this current life, you may be very clingy towards partners, and maybe worry about them consistently when they're out of your sight. And that stems from a past life when you lost them unexpectedly. Now, I want you to think of these karmic threads that weave in and out of our lives. Sometimes we reunite to heal old wounds, turning betrayal into trust or maybe abandonment into stability. At other times, souls meet again to experience the joy that was once denied them in a previous lifetime. The key here is awareness. When you notice a relationship pattern that doesn't make logical sense, pause and ask yourself, is this truly mine, or is this a continuation of something older than memory? By shifting the perspective from punishment to purpose, you begin to release, heal, and invite healthier love into your life. Again, I want you to think, why is this happening for me? Okay. And of course, in the Mystical Mind community, we share these kinds of deja vu stories all the time. If you've ever felt like you're reliving a love story from another lifetime, you'd feel right at home with us. Our purpose rarely emerges from nowhere. It often feels like a thread carried along multiple lifetimes, unfinished work waiting to be completed. Perhaps you've always felt a deep connection to healing others, a passion for creating art, or a desire to lead and protect. These aren't just random passions. They're soul callings that transcend the timeline of one single life. For example, a healing from centuries past might be reborn today as a nurse, a therapist, or maybe an energy worker. continuing the work of service and restoration. Maybe a storyteller who once passed down myths by firelight might now be a novelist, a filmmaker, or a teacher. Maybe a ruler who once abused power may return not to dominate, but to guide others with compassion and wisdom. When people say, "It feels like I was born to do this," that's usually the soul speaking. Purpose isn't always about career either. It might be raising children, protecting nature, or bringing art and beauty into the world. So if you feel pulled in a direction that doesn't logically add up, honor it. It may not be about this life's resume. It may be about fulfilling a contract your soul wrote many lifetimes ago. And a good example I have for this are, I've talked to many people who have gone to school to be a lawyer or a doctor, only to turn around and do something completely they thought wasn't in their realm of existence, like being an actor. Who is that funny guy? He was in the Hangover movies. the guy, what's his name, Chin? The guy that would get these guys into trouble too. He jumped out of the trunk naked, completely stark naked. I can't remember what his name is. I see his face. And he was on the show Community, I believe. But he went to school to be a medical doctor. And he's a comedian. I mean, nothing that was in his realm of existence. There was a gentleman who just passed away, another actor, who went to law school. He should have been a lawyer. But he ended up being an actor. He was from Australia, and he was in the original Charmed. I can't believe I forgot his name all of a sudden. But people like that who go towards one thing, and then all of a sudden they're shifted to something else. They never planned on it. They never saw it coming, but yet here it is, right? And then we have, you know, power. And power is one of the most misunderstood aspects of reincarnation. For some of us, stepping into power feels natural. For others, it feels dangerous, almost like there's an invisible weight pulling us back. Often, this resistance is rooted in a past life memory. Maybe you were once a healer, persecuted for your gifts, and now you hesitate to speak openly about your intuition. Maybe you once held authority and misused it, and now you carry an unconscious fear of hurting others again. Or maybe you're betrayed for being too visible, and this life's struggle is to be seen without fear of punishment. But here's the gift. Every time power is mishandled, the soul gets another chance to try again, more consciously, more compassionately. Past life lessons around power can help you understand why you shrink back when it's time to lead, or why certain gifts feel both magnetic and intimidating. Reclaiming that power begins with awareness. Instead of fearing your strength, ask, what would it look like to use this power with integrity, with love, with wisdom gained from lifetimes of experience? That's how past life scars transform into present life strengths. You're not here to repeat history. You're here to evolve it. So if you've ever felt yourself resisting your own strength, and a lot of us here at Mystical Minds are doing that exact thing, you'd be surrounded with a circle that supports your expansion. You don't have to step into your power alone. So we have some Soul Week for, of course, this week. One, love. Choose one relationship in your life that feels karmic. Journal what lessons your soul might be replaying or completing. Two, purpose. Recall a time you felt completely in the flow, where time disappeared and you felt alive. Meditate on whether that flow connects to a past life gift. And number three, power. Dedicate a talisman or a piece of jewelry this week. Charge it with the affirmation, "I reclaim the wisdom and power of all my lifetimes." Wear it or hold it daily, letting it remind you that you are safe to shine. And again, all three of these are below in the show's notes. Now, next month, September, which is next Monday, the overview The topic that topics we're going to be dealing with deals with energy work and self-healing. So I hope you join me next Monday on the 1st. And that's a wrap here on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, maybe a nudge from your soul. And don't forget your soul work for the week. Again, you'll find it under the resources for episode. If you love what we explored today, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, of course, join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. You can also book a private reading or soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. And I am also back on Keen, KEEN.com. You can also find me there. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. And until next time, everybody, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.